This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
In 1984, Charles McDaniel capped off his third straight season leading UVA in tackles and was named first team All-ACC.
McDaniel has continued a legacy with a career of a different approach, helping move individuals and companies with ease.
Since 2005, McDaniel has served as the CEO of Hildrip, one of the most acclaimed moving companies in the U.S.
Whether moving near or far, Hildrip will show you why they are the best moving services company.
Next time you need help moving, go to Hildrip.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center, to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org and consider making an online gift. Or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
At Kelleher, we've been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products, in addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs. With the fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue, serving you since 1968.
This is Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week in a way that only Frank and Hobbo can provide. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
Yeah, if that doesn't remind you of the 70s, nothing will. All right.
Has the Who's show gone to the dogs?
Those are wolves. Wolves. Eric. Come on, Hobbo.
So this is not the Wolfpack Network. This is the Wahoo Network.
No, but you know what? Our next guest and first guest on tonight's show is David Sloan, who played in the 70s, and Deep Purple was big in the 70s, Hobbo. I know why you were still listening to Frank Sinatra.
Absolutely. You know.
I mean, some people were enjoying rock and roll. I don't know what happened to you.
No,
but anyway.
No, I was still with the American Century, Frank and others.
Oh, please. David, welcome to Who's Talking Tonight. You can obviously tell that we are willing to look for humor and memories anywhere we can, because we've been through such a tough month. But that's anyway, how are you, sir?
Yeah. I'm great, and we certainly was thinking about that earlier today. We've certainly we've gone from a fist fight to a knife fight to a gun fight, and unfortunately, we all know that gun violence and mass shootings can occur anywhere.
The problem is it happens far too often, and in this situation, it hit close to home, but. Tell me, David, where's the football program now? I assume, given the tragedy and a 3-7 year, we're sort of hopefully at rock bottom and can climb out and maybe have some success going forward. Where do you see things?
You know, Hobbo, obviously the NIL and the transfer portal and just the sort of nature of the beast is always going to be a challenge for the University of Virginia. Getting kids in, keeping kids in, you know, the three kids we lost, prime examples of just good people that went to class and, you know, believed in the power of getting an education. I think I read a stat today where there's over 600 football players in the transfer portal, including, in addition to Brendan Armstrong, about three or four other top quarterbacks at top-rated programs. So to me, it's just another layer of recruiting. I don't think we've had a great year recruiting, but to be quite frank with you, I only follow it, from time to time if the subject is brought up. But, I like Tony Elliott and I like his staff. I think we made some great strides defensively, and obviously offensively we've got some needs on offense. And, my guess is he's focusing on those needs. Of course, we're losing two transfer. We haven't lost anybody yet. You know, we've just got kids that have entered the transfer portal. So I don't want to jump. I don't want to jump too fast.
David, I got a number for you. In 21-22, 3,000 players entered the transfer portal from FBS schools. And that is just a crazy number. It's you know, they're chasing greener grass and greener dollars.
There's 115 FBS schools. How many are there? It's about 115, isn't it?
120, yeah.
Yeah, so that's almost 25 or 30 per school. That's a lot.
Well, it's nuts. Yeah. And you know, you got all the mid majors, right, that have become a happy hunting ground for the Power Five schools. And you know, it's you're hearing unbelievable stories. I mean, just yesterday, I was hearing that two Alabama offensive linemen who are starters are entering the transfer portal because they want to go get the green now. And, you know, they can't wait 2 years to the NFL. They can't. They want to go get it now. And, you know, all the crazy chaos that's about to occur. Tennessee has already had a big problem with Hendon Hooker, and his deal caused so much infighting within their own team that in the locker room just prior to their big game against South Carolina a couple weeks ago, the Volunteer football team erupted into a huge fight in the locker room, and guys got hurt, and they came out and played the game as if they were in a coma, because they probably were, and they got shellacked by a team they should have beaten. And
Look, Frank, the guy down there, the offensive lineman down in Alabama, you know, they're blocking for $1 million, $1.5 million a year quarterback. So, a kid was, he was doing $1 million before he took his first college snap. You know, I don't know where the madness goes, where it ends. I mean, as long as they keep paying, and he's from your area, I think, and why am I blanking the Houston pitcher? They just signed a 2-year deal for $85 million.
Oh,
so,
Verlander.
You know,
Verlander.
Verlander.
Yeah, but he's nothing. Those quarterbacks in the NFL that were getting those huge, and there were Mookie, whatchamacallit, that went out there to the Dodgers, signed $175 million?
Well, it's just out of this world. But I mean, at least Verlander has a proven track record.
Yes.
You know, he's produced over
time. Right.
Mookie Betts.
Went from the Mets or something.
Yeah, right? Went to Red Sox out to the Dodgers.
All you need to do is go on and Google transfer portal, and you can get the lowdown on like the sophomore kid from Miami, the defensive lineman, big and powerful. I mean, a lot of kids are looking for a place to go. They may be looking for the money. I don't know. I got my fingers crossed that there's still enough of them out there looking for a good college degree and a great college experience. But I'm afraid that that's probably not on the top of their Christmas wish list.
Well, the problem is UVA was slow to accept this whole business of name, image, likeness. Now, they're ramping up fast because they see that if they don't, they're gonna get left in the dust. And every school that didn't embrace this right out of the gate, they're all playing catch up right now. But look, Tennessee has got another quarterback coming in from Southern California, and that young man is guaranteed $8 million as an 18-year-old to go play football for Tennessee. And You thought there was infighting at Tennessee prior to this last game against South Carolina. When an 18-year-old shows up on their campus in Knoxville, do you think those offensive linemen are going to put him in a corner and say, listen, we ain't blocking for you unless you start sharing some of the money?
Well, it's scary to think about David Sloan and I would have got back in the day, you know, based upon our enormous talent.
Hey, you know, hey David, let's think about this. You and Billy Copeland. And I'm drawing a blank on the young man that
I think they would have at least gotten Greg, lunch money.
Hold on, Greg. Who was the little running back from Holland Springs? Greg Taylor. How much money do you think the three of you guys? Because you guys were all capable each of having 1,000 yards. Each one of you was perfectly capable, 800 to 1,000 yards. How much money would that have been worth to you back in the day if you translated those skills and that ability to today? In today's money and craziness,
1,000 yards times 10 cents a yard, that'd be about $100.
You know, I was going to say,
come up with this stuff?
Not to steal your thunder, but a meatloaf sandwich probably would have been okay. But, you know, and also, Frank, are we talking the dollar 50 years ago or the dollar today.
Yeah, it's pre-inflation money back in those days.
Yes, it is crazy.
You know, the one, David, I was going to ask you, obviously, I'm not sure we can compete in the NIL market, but the one thing Tony Elliott might have is some playing time. So do you think that might attract at least some kids?
Oh, definitely, Hobo. I mean, I read today where they signed a kid from Georgia who is the all-time leading receiver, and I read another comment from Oahu, I guess you call him a fan, that was kind of poo-pooing that he was a three-star, and, you know, where did he play, and blah, blah, blah. You know what? I mean, look, whether we like it or not, the guy that had the most success at Virginia ever was a guy named George Welsh that understood how to take two and three star players and elevate their game, and more importantly, build a team. So I think Tony Elliott can build a team. I hope he can elevate two and three star kids to become four star kids. I don't know that we're going to get that many four and five stars ever. And Hobo, this translates to basketball, although certainly fewer numbers required in basketball. And we all know what a great guy Tony Bennett is, and we also know what a great coach he is, and anybody that would have anything negative to say about Tony Bennett needs to be discontinued in whatever social media platform is out there. The guy's fam. In fact, athletics at Virginia right now has just been phenomenal for many, many years, and football, unfortunately, is a big piece of that pie. And I say unfortunately because it's just a damn tough sell, and the NIL and the transfer portal are not making it any easier.
No, and I think it's almost a Robin Hood thing. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer, because the people that have all the buckets of money are going to get the top talent.
Texas A&M has spent a fortune. Yes, and you know what?
I mean, Texas A&M had $1 million or something.
Texas A&M developed a program where their collective, which is what you must establish, you have a name, image, likeness collective, and they set up 25 LLCs of $1 million each, and they signed the highest rated class in the history of the rating system. And unfortunately, Jimbo Fisher can't coach, and he had terrible highs and lows this year, and they're probably going to fire him. I'm surprised he hadn't been fired already. The only thing that's probably keeping him around is that he has like a $10 million a year contract.
Money helps, but it doesn't guarantee success.
Correct. But there are a lot of teams out there, and I think South Carolina is going to be spending a lot of money this year. That's a big prediction. Carolina has already proven that they're going to spend money. They're going to use the Air Jordan logo and try to go after anybody they can. And on and on and on. But everybody realizes this is a big deal. And Virginia better go find some people up in the Northeast that have fond memories of the U and say, hey, instead of giving a lot of money to the capital campaign, how about some money to this name, image, likeness collective, like the one that Lo Davis is running, and let's get some deals so we can go get some top kids to come in and block for whatever quarterback, whether it's going to be Jay Wolfolk or someone else. Now, I'm hoping that Brennan Armstrong changes his mind. I'm hoping he comes back and they finally put a line in front of him and he can finish on a high water mark despite what he went through this past year, because he didn't deserve it, in my opinion. I think Brennan was a good soldier, and he kept his chin strapped on. He played hard. He was definitely towing the company line, and Tony Elliott and his staff failed him, in my opinion. Go ahead.
Well, I admire him for coming back, and I spoke to him in August, and he was very, very positive and high about Coach Elliott and his staff. So, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know enough about the modern game, the old 3 yards in a cloud of dust crew here. Those days are over. I mean, it is so daggone intricate and complicated, and I would think that if somebody walked into your business and said, okay, we're going to implement a new procedure for business this year, that would be some learning, there'd be a learning curve there. So, you got to give a little time for Elliott to get his systems in and get the kids he needs. And listen, defensively, you know, our crew did a great job this past year. I mean, that we weren't expecting that much. So our defensive coordinator, who, by the way, came from Air Force, I love that military connection because they understand discipline and they understand creating a sense of camaraderie and teamwork. And I think that that team played that. That was not the most talented defense that Virginia's ever put on the field.
Well, as you said earlier, David, the last time we had an academy guy, it worked out pretty well.
And, I don't blame – if Brennan decides to stick around, then fabulous. I would not blame him for going and trying. His stock went down. I think he's, obviously he's talking with some folks that are trying to give him some direction and some advice on what is best for him. And that's all that every kid can want is what is best, was in this environment, what is best for me? What's going to get me to where I need to be? For my specific purposes.
Well,
and,
one of the things
we just got to keep our fingers.
You talk about change, but between the transfer portal and NIL, this is a dramatic change almost overnight. There's nothing gradual about this. The whole college game has changed. Maybe not for the better, but it's certainly changed. And you got to, as Frank said, you got to make your adjustments and play by the rules that as they're set.
Yeah. Well, and listen, not for nothing, but, let's not get into, going back to the 60s and 70s with the rampant cheating that was going on at all the elite football schools. Remember the book Meat on the Hoof about Texas football and
Gary Shaw.
Tennessee? And if you don't think that's not still happening out there, I mean, I'm not preaching to the choir here, I hope. Virginia is a unique place. Is it the most unique in all of the country? It certainly deserves to be in the top five, maybe top 10 of being great institutions, especially public institutions, to go to school. And it comes out that way every year. And so you've got to have more to your, more to your soul, in my opinion, to want to come to a school like UVA. Duke, we can talk about Duke. I mean, that guy did a nice job at Duke this year. Is there a difference in coaching, or did he have the right personnel to fit what he was doing, or did he do a hybrid or whatever? The proof will be in the pudding at some point. I think Tony Elliott and his staff are going to be able to recruit as well as anybody we've ever had here.
Well, I think Tony Elliott and his staff did a great job handling or managing or, I'm not sure what the proper word is, nurturing the players following the shootings. They did an outstanding job, and we've talked about it in a extensive way in the last three shows. I'm very concerned about what they're doing about recruiting and retention right now, and I'm not seeing a whole lot of movement. I'm hoping that in these next 2-3 weeks we get some good news, because Tony Elliott really needs some good news. And
well, they clearly need to show progress on the field next year.
All right,
David, we always thank you for being on. We'll look forward to having you back before too long. In the meantime, we are going to be talking to Ortho Virginia Dr. O, following these announcements with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. Stay tuned, and then Jimmy Miller in the second half hour. You're listening to Who's Talking.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888. At Kelleher, we have been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products. In addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs.
With a fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue serving you since 1968. Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of EVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces. Whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, Jimmy Page opening up. Here's our second segment tonight. Who's Talking continues, and we are delighted to have the Ortho Virginia Injury Report, and we've got Dr. O, a.k.a. Owusu Achau, joining us, and I don't even dare try to pronounce his first name. His first name gets me so tongue-tied, it's almost,
I think his first name is Doctor.
Doctor.
Dr. O. And Dr. O, thank you for joining us tonight. We really appreciate your taking a few minutes to call in, and I think several of the Virginia basketball players either have foot or ankle issues. I know back many years ago when I played, there's a tendency among basketball players to sort of, when you're up in the air, you land, and you don't land on the floor, you land on somebody else's shoe, and it tends to twist a tendon in the foot. I'm sure you've dealt with issues like that. What's the treatment for that type of injury?
Hey, fellas, good to hear from y'all. Hey, first off, I got to tell y'all congratulations. I mean, y'all look great. Y'all really do.
Thank you.
One of the things, yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned kind of landing in an awkward position or kind of changing direction quickly, and a lot of that is basketball to your point. So those ligaments and those tendons around the ankle are really looking to kind of stabilize the joint itself. And when you have kind of an unexpected movement or an unexpected, you know, landing awkwardly, if those ligaments aren't prepared, they can be injured quite often. So you will see that a lot in basketball. We really encourage athletes to focus on ankle mobility and strength, even in the off season, throughout the season, to try and prevent these injuries. They can be long lasting, as you've seen.
Well, prevention is great, but what if somebody does have a tendon issue in the foot? What type of treatment would you recommend for that?
Well, typically, it's a short period of immobilization. You may be wearing a boot, or in a severe case, even a cast. After that, we're trying to get you moving with rehab, get the ankle back strong again, stabilize the ankle with the muscles around it after giving that tendon or that ligament a chance to heal. It does depend on which ligament you're talking about, but that's usually how it goes.
Well, I could tell you from my days of playing basketball, there was a particular meeting I had with Dr. Billy Mock, who was my doctor at West, kind of just drew a blank. The predecessor to Ortho Virginia was
West End Orthopedics.
West End Orthopedics.
Yeah.
And Dr. Mock used to tell me, Frank, we're going to have to get you off that basketball court. And I would say, Dr. Mock, I love basketball. And he would say, you're 29 years old. It's time to put away the basketball and just focus on tennis and golf, things like that. I said, yes, sir. And that was the end of that conversation. And then one day I said, Dr. Mock, why can't I play basketball anymore? He said, well, if you keep this up, we're going to have to fuse your ankle. And that sounded like a terrible thing. When he said that, what did he mean exactly?
Yeah, so the ankle, just like any joint, you know, is two bones coming together with cartilage in between. And so if you wear out a joint, if you start to get arthritis from that cartilage, that smooth bearing wears out, you get a lot of pain from the bone rubbing together, some inflammation from that. So in cases where that has become unbearable, what we'll do is we'll actually make the joint not into a joint anymore. So you actually take two bones and fuse them together into one. And once that heals, while you wouldn't have the same movement of that joint, it would no longer hurt because the joint surface is no longer there.
Well, I'll tell you, he pretty much got my attention. And I actually went out to Mary Mumford School and I gave a young man who was at the shooting a basketball, it was an old worn out rubber ball, and I gave him my multi-surface Wilson ball that you could play indoors or outdoors. It was a high-quality synthetic ball. And he looked at me, and I said, this is yours. Try to make as many shots as you can. He laughed, and I left the playground watching him shoot my basketball. And that was sort of passing, rite of passage for me. And then it was nothing but tennis, tennis, tennis for many decades. But
which can also be a little tough on the ankles, by the way.
Well, tennis never put the strain on my ankle like basketball did. Basketball, putting the brakes on a fast break or trying to play defense against a really good guard, you plant and that thing would roll. And once it starts rolling, it's, you know, it never gets well. And I, you know, the only thing you can do is tape it or brace it. And there was all kinds of harnesses and, you know, Dr. O knows about all this stuff. And it's just,
well,
all
he's right. I mean, anything you can do to strengthen the ankle and the foot and the tendons therein before you get out and potentially injure it is absolutely a good idea. At any rate, Doctor, we appreciate your taking a few minutes to join us tonight. We appreciate your support of the show and that of your colleagues as well. So we'll look forward to having you back in a few weeks. In the meantime, have a great holiday season.
Same to y'all. Appreciate y'all. Take care.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to come back, and Frank's word, a good basketball term, we're going to pivot to basketball with the UVA radio analyst, Jim Miller. He's going to be joining us after these commercials. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank. Serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
At Kelleher, we've been serving the Metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products. In addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs. With the fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue, serving you since 1968.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobo-Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, all right, all right. Maloney and Hobgood in studio, and we have none other than basketball analyst Jimmy Miller joining us. Jimmy Miller, he was the MVP of what regional?
The East Regional in 1984.
I tell you what, that was an exciting time to be a Wahoo. And
on his way to Seattle to play Houston. And speaking of Houston, we got a big game coming up with them in a couple of weeks. And Jim, I noticed that Texas plays Illinois tomorrow night. It's in Austin, but should Illinois win that game and Virginia beat Madison tomorrow night on the 17th, we might have 1-2, but we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Let's look back at Saturday, the Florida State game. First of all, tell me why we struggle so much against Leonard Hamilton's teams and defense, and also, is Florida State the best 1-9 team in NCAA history?
Yeah, you know what? That Florida State team, they had two guys out. I think one was due to suspension, then another to an injury, who both would be starters. And the reason that's relevant is because that's just additional experience, because I think what you see with that Florida State team right now is their inexperience of playing together. You know, Leonard Hamilton loves to play 9 or 10 guys deep, and so figuring out those minutes and that rotation, I think that's an adjustment that those guys are trying to make early on. And whatever we saw from Florida State on Saturday, I'm confident that a month from now, they are going to be significantly different, better, check all the boxes. I mean, they've got size and length, obviously, and speed and athleticism, and they're going to be a dangerous team, I think, as the conference season goes on.
Yeah, and the challenge there is, unfortunately, we play them again in Tallahassee on January 14th, which is going to, you know, that's always a tough place to play down there. I guess they still call it the Leon County Civic Center, or maybe not, but it's the same building. But Virginia hadn't had too many wins down there in Tallahassee, so that's going to be a challenge. But tell us about James Madison, obviously a team that Virginia lost to last year, so hopefully that will get their attention as we get ready for the game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're a really good team. They're well coached. They play hard, energetic, with passion. Two losses, I think, on the year. Early on at North Carolina, and
I think Valparaiso.
Valparaiso. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, they've got a balanced scoring attack. I think those guys play well together. And we saw what happened a year ago over there in early December. I do think, now, nobody has a crystal ball, but I do think Virginia will be a better team early December this year than they were a year ago. Just the fact that these guys have played together, that's one of the pluses, I think, for Virginia, is they've just got experience now coming back. This unit core now, everybody coming back, makes them one of the oldest teams perhaps in the country. And old teams typically do well and typically do better than younger teams early in the season.
Yeah, I've joked with people. We got three guys that are receiving early Social Security. We're talking about age. But, what about the Jim Miller shooting clinic? Are the players going to that after the first half the other day? 6 for 26 is not going to get it done against quality opposition. So why are we struggling to shoot the ball all of a sudden?
Well, struggling against Florida State, I think, because it was partially Florida State. When you look at the teams that they have played, Florida State at Michigan, out in Las Vegas with those guys, Baylor and Illinois, those teams all switch and switch 1 through 5 in some cases. And so what that does is that really kind of takes you off of the three-point line and forces you to have to create off the dribble. And Virginia, much better this year, a catch-and-shoot team. And, you saw kind of where that was more difficult because of Florida State and their ability to switch 1 through 5 and against their speed. And Virginia's kind of banged up a little bit, Beekman couldn't turn the corner on some of those, and it just makes it more difficult to score as a result against teams like Florida State who can pressure and are switching everything and really kind of force. I'll say this too, as a result though, Virginia is still getting to the foul line, right? I mean, that's one of the things that in past years they've not really demonstrated the ability to do that. And certainly last year, like their inability to shoot the three ball, so they could really pack it in there. Nobody wanted to shoot it. But now, because they're shooting roughly 45% from behind the line, that forces teams to really honor that. And guys like Beekman have been able to get downhill. And coupled with our experience and depth now, we're getting to the foul line as well.
Jimmy, and first off, thank you for joining us tonight, as always. Jimmy, Virginia had 19 fouls, according to this this bracket here, this box score, to 17 for Florida State. Why was Virginia fouling Florida State so much?
Well, they're probably their size. Their ability to get in and around the rim, offensive rebounding.
Yep.
And okay. Florida State, I think, is at their best when they're in transition, too, and late in the game where they were behind, and clearly they started being really aggressive and attacking the rim, and, it just puts pressure on you.
All right, let's skip over to a couple things. First off, Virginia has to get ready quickly. They've got James Madison coming to JPJ Tuesday night. That's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Another weird start time, in my opinion. Who's picking these start times? Secondly, Virginia is now number 3 in the AP poll, still getting 3 first-place votes, and they're 7-0. And, Virginia had one game canceled because of the shootings. Let's talk about the state of the team right now heading into JMU, a team Virginia lost to last year, when they opened that convocation center up at Harrisonburg. Payback, is that on the minds of the Cavaliers tomorrow night?
Well, I think it's on the minds of all of us as fans and spectators. Are they aware of it? Yeah, and they've talked about it. But I know that Coach Bennett and his staff are really focusing on continuing to play sound basketball, continuing to improve and not turn the ball over, and continue to run their offense. shoot the ball at a high clip, get downhill, get into the paint, get to the foul line, and then defend. It all starts with the defense, and so continuing to make, whether it's James Madison tomorrow night or you know, looking ahead to Houston or whoever you've played already, making those guys really work each and every possession and earn everything. And Frank, I'll say that, like, you know, when you look at last year's team early December, they were still trying to figure it out. They being Virginia, Armon Franklin, Jaden Gardner, those guys were new to the program, yet they were starters and trying to figure out that system, going on the road over to James Madison. It was kind of the perfect storm, and that's what experience gets you. And they've got more experience now, so they're aware of what happened, and I know they'll be ready to go.
Well, as you said earlier, you know, Madison's a two-loss team, but they're a quality basketball team, so certainly the Hoos need to be ready. And just one thing about, you know, Gardner and Franklin last year, for a number of years when you transferred, you had to sit out a year, which meant you got a year of practice with Tony's defense, but, you know, Franklin and Gardner went immediately into the lineup without having to sit out, which I think was a little bit of a disadvantage. Jimmy, let me ask you this. After tomorrow's game, which is December 6th, they play again against Houston on the 17th. That's an 11-day break. How difficult is it going to be playing a team the quality of Houston after not playing for 11 days?
Yeah, that's the thing I kind of am concerned about, right, is when you've got your engine going and momentum on your side, a lot of confidence, a lot of success early, you're eager to get back out there. You know, from that standpoint, you know, it could be some rust there, I think, Jim, to your point. But on the other side of that, I know with Reese Beekman and his ankle, you know, that he injured up in Michigan, mm-hmm. he wasn't 100% in the game the other day against Florida State. So the ability to rest, the ability for these guys to you know, a couple other little maybe sicknesses and nicks and bruises here and there, you can use that to your advantage. And you know, Coach Bennett and his staff are as good as anybody in the country at preparing for their opponent when they've got enough time. And so to have that amount of time, I mean, you know, Houston's really good. If we're old, they're older, you know, and they are really talented. So they'll use that time to prepare the best they can.
Yeah, it's going to be a tremendous atmosphere and a fun game to watch and be at. So everybody looking forward to that. But the most important game on the schedule is tomorrow night right now against Madison. So, Jim, we always thank you for taking a few minutes to join us. Have a great broadcast tomorrow. Have a great season with the Hoos, and we'll definitely have you back as the season unfolds. All right, we're going to go to our last commercial break. We're going to come back and take a look at the college football playoff, among other things, and also talk to you about next week's show. Stay tuned. Final segment of Who's Cocking coming up.
This is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 8s. 804-888-8888.
888-888-888.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrip Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrip.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrip is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrip at 800-476-6683.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA sports. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces. Whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Pride location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Mitchell and Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now. The mission is clear at the Fazen Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Fazen School, the Fazen Behavioral Health Clinic, and Fazen Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FazenCenter.org and consider making an online gift, or call the Fazen Center at 804-612-1947.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Frank and Hobbo, the final segment of tonight's show. Certainly thank Dr. O, David Sloan, and Jim, or Jimmy Miller, whichever you prefer. I guess
Jimmy.
It's Jimmy. Jimmy back in his playing days.
Or if Terry Gates was talking, he'd call him Merrifield.
He's gotten a little older now, so he's now Jim Miller, you know. And
oh, I don't think so. He'll always be Jimmy.
With his financial position. But speaking of guests, next week's show, the new voice of the Hoos in his second year, John Freeman, is going to join us. He'll be able to talk both football and basketball. Speaking of football, our friend Paul Collins will be on the show, and then our real friend, Dr. Jody Smith from Ortho, Virginia. And before we talk about the college football playoff that was announced yesterday, we should give a shout-out to the Virginia women's basketball team with their...
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletic Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Brennan Armstrong, quarterback for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos!
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Do you suffer from allergies? Are you tired of feeling tired? Are you getting sinus infection after sinus infection? You may even have eczema or asthma. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists and find out what's causing your symptoms. Remember, if you're trying to put out a fire, stop pouring gas on it. Come to Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists today. You can find us at richmondallergy.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
At Kelleher, we've been serving the metro Richmond area for over 50 years. We specialize in Trane heating and cooling products, in addition to serving all your heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, generator, and heating oil needs. With the fourth generation now in the business, Kelleher's team has the depth you can bet on for years to come. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's hard to stop the Kelleher team. Orange and blue, serving you since 1968.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, all right, all right. Maloney and Hobgood in studio, and we have none other than basketball analyst Jimmy Miller joining us. Jimmy Miller, he was the MVP of what regional?
The East Regional in 1984.
I tell you what, that was an exciting time to be a Wahoo. And
on his way to Seattle to play Houston. And speaking of Houston, we got a big game coming up with them in a couple of weeks. And Jim, I noticed that Texas plays Illinois tomorrow night. It's in Austin, but should Illinois win that game and Virginia beat Madison tomorrow night on the 17th, we might have 1-2, but we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Let's look back at Saturday, the Florida State game. First of all, tell me why we struggle so much against Leonard Hamilton's teams and defense, and also, is Florida State the best 1-9 team in NCAA history?
Yeah, you know what? That Florida State team, they had two guys out. I think one was due to suspension, then another to an injury, who both would be starters. And the reason that's relevant is because that's just additional experience, because I think what you see with that Florida State team right now is their inexperience of playing together. You know, Leonard Hamilton loves to play 9 or 10 guys deep, and so figuring out those minutes and that rotation, I think that's an adjustment that those guys are trying to make early on. Whatever we saw from Florida State on Saturday, I'm confident that a month from now, they are going to be significantly different, better, check all the boxes. I mean, they've got size and length, obviously, and speed and athleticism, and they're going to be a dangerous team, I think, as the conference season goes on.
Yeah, and the challenge there is, unfortunately, we play them again in Tallahassee on January 14th, which is going to, you know, that's always a tough place to play down there. I guess they still call it the Leon County Civic Center, or maybe not, but it's the same building. But Virginia hadn't had too many wins down there in Tallahassee, so that's going to be a challenge. But tell us about James Madison, obviously a team that Virginia lost to last year, so hopefully that will get their attention as we get ready for the game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're a really good team. They're well coached. They play hard, energetic, with passion. Two losses, I think, on the year. You know, early on at North Carolina, and
I think Valparaiso.
Valparaiso. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, they've got a balanced scoring attack. I think those guys play well together, and we saw what happened a year ago over there in early December. I do think, now, nobody has a crystal ball, but I do think Virginia will be a better team early December this year than they were a year ago. Just the fact that these guys have played together, you know, that's one of the pluses, I think, for Virginia, is they've just got experience now coming back, this unit core. Now everybody coming back makes them one of the oldest teams perhaps in the country, and old teams typically do well and typically do better than younger teams early in the season.
Yeah, I've joked with people, we got three guys that are receiving early Social Security, we're just talking about age, but Hey, what about the Jim Miller shooting clinic? Are the players going to that after the first half the other day? 6 for 26 is not going to get it done against quality opposition. So why are we struggling to shoot the ball all of a sudden?
Well, struggling against Florida State, I think, A, because it was partially Florida State. When you look at the teams that they have played, you know, Florida State at Michigan, out in Las Vegas with those guys, Baylor and Illinois, those teams all switch and switch 1 through 5 in some cases. And so what that does is that really kind of takes you off of the 3-point line and forces you to have to create off the dribble. And Virginia, much better this year, a catch and shoot team. And, you know, you saw kind of where that was more difficult because of Florida State and their ability to switch 1 through 5 and against their speed. And you know, Virginia's kind of banged up a little bit, you know. Beekman couldn't turn the corner on some of those. And it just makes it more difficult to score as a result against teams like Florida State who can pressure and are switching everything and really kind of force. I'll say this, too. As a result, though, Virginia is still getting to the foul line, right? I mean, that's one of the things that in past years they've not really demonstrated the ability to do that. And certainly last year, like their inability to shoot the three ball, so they could really pack it in there. Nobody wanted to shoot it. But now, because they're shooting roughly 45% from behind the line, that forces teams to really honor that. And guys like Beekman have been able to get downhill. And coupled with our experience and depth now, we're getting to the foul line as well.
Jimmy, and first off, thank you for joining us tonight, as always. Jimmy, Virginia had 19 fouls, according to this this bracket here, this box score, to 17 for Florida State. Why was Virginia fouling Florida State so much?
Well, they're probably their size. You know, their ability to get in and around the rim, offensive rebounding.
Yep.
And okay. Florida State, I think, is at their best when they're in transition, too, and late in the game where they were behind, and clearly they started being really aggressive and attacking the rim, and, yeah, it just puts pressure on you.
All right, let's skip over to a couple things. First off, Virginia has to get ready quickly. They've got James Madison coming to JPJ Tuesday night. That's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Another weird start time, in my opinion. Who's picking these start times? Secondly, Virginia is now number 3 in the AP poll, still getting 3 first place votes, and they're 7-0. And, you know, Virginia had one game canceled because of the shootings. Let's talk about the state of the team right now heading into JMU, a team Virginia lost to last year, you know, when they opened that convocation center up at Harrisonburg. Payback, is that on the minds of the Cavaliers tomorrow night?
Well, I think it's on the minds of all of us as fans and spectators. Are they aware of it? Yeah, and they've talked about it. But I know that Coach Bennett and his staff are really focusing on continuing to play sound basketball, continuing to improve and not turn the ball over, and continue to run their offense, shoot the ball at a high clip, get downhill, get into the paint, get to the foul line, and then defend. It all starts with the defense, and so continuing to make, whether it's James Madison tomorrow night or you know, looking ahead to Houston or whoever you've played already, making those guys really work each and every possession and earn everything. And Frank, I'll say that, like, you know, when you look at last year's team early December, they were still trying to figure it out. They being Virginia, Armand Franklin, Jaden Gardner, those guys were new to the program, yet they were starters and trying to figure out that system going on the road over to James Madison. It was kind of the perfect storm, and, yep. and that's what experience gets you. And they've got more experience now, so they're aware of what happened, and I know they'll be ready to go.
Well, as you said earlier, you know, Madison's a two-loss team, but they're a quality basketball team, so certainly the Hoos need to be ready. And just one thing about, you know, Gardner and Franklin last year, for a number of years when you transferred, you had to sit out a year, which meant you got a year of practice with Tony's defense. But, you know, Franklin and Gardner went immediately into the lineup without having to sit out, which I think was a little bit of a disadvantage. Jimmy, let me ask you this. After tomorrow's game, which is December 6th, they play again against Houston on the 17th. That's an 11-day break. How difficult is it going to be playing a team the quality of Houston after not playing for 11 days?
Yeah, that's the thing I kind of am concerned about, right, is when you've got your engine going and momentum on your side, a lot of confidence, a lot of success early, you're eager to get back out there. You know, from that standpoint, you know, it could be some rust there, I think, Jim, to your point. But on the other side of that, I know with Reese Beekman and his ankle, you know, that he injured up in Michigan, mm-hmm. he wasn't 100% in the game the other day against Florida State. So the ability to rest, the ability for these guys to you know, a couple other little maybe sicknesses and nicks and bruises here and there, you can use that to your advantage. And you know, Coach Bennett and his staff are as good as anybody in the country at preparing for their opponent when they've got enough time. And so to have that amount of time, I mean, you know, Houston's really good. If we're old, they're older, you know, and they are really talented. So they'll use that time to prepare the best they can.
Yeah, it's going to be a tremendous atmosphere and a fun game to watch and be at. So everybody looking forward to that. But the most important game on the schedule is tomorrow night right now against Madison. So, Jim, we always thank you for taking a few minutes to join us. Have a great broadcast tomorrow. Have a great season with the Hoos, and we'll definitely have you back as the season unfolds. All right, we're going to go to our last commercial break. We're going to come back and take a look at the college football playoff, among other things, and also talk to you about next week's show. Stay tuned. Final segment of Who's Cocking coming up.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildreth Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildreth.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildreth is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildreth at 800-476-6683.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces, whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now. The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift, or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobo-Hopka on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Frank and Hobo, the final segment of tonight's show. So we certainly thank Dr. O, David Sloan, and Jim, or Jimmy Miller, whichever you prefer.
I guess Jimmy. It's
Jimmy back in his playing days.
Or if Terry Gates was talking, he'd call him Merrifield.
He's gotten a little older now, so he's now Jim Miller, you know. And
oh, I don't think so. He'll always be Jimmy.
With his financial position. But speaking of guests, next week's show, the new voice of the Hoos in his second year, John Freeman, is going to join us. He'll be able to talk both football and basketball. Speaking of football, our friend Paul Collins will be on the show, and then our real friend, Dr. Jody Smith from Ortho, Virginia. And before we talk about the college football playoff that was announced yesterday, we should give a shout-out to the Virginia women's basketball team with their win yesterday against UNCW. The Lady Hoos are now 10-0 on the season, which is the first 10-0 start since 1991. That's back in the glory days of Debbie Ryan, when the women's basketball team was headed to Final Four. So certainly this hire by Carla Williams has proven to be very successful so far in year one.
Hopefully that'll rub off on the football coach. All right, the UVA men are 7-0. The UVA women are 10-0, and UVA men play tomorrow night, 8 o'clock in John Paul Jones Arena, against James Madison Dukes.
And that game is on the ACC network, if you're going to not be able to go to the game.
I think it's a payback game, and I think Virginia's players are going to dish it out, because I remember in that game, very vividly, I heard in very clear tones, the JMU crowd was screaming, F Tony Bennett.
Well,
every time he stood up to challenge a call or whatever, and that was Bush League, and there, athletic director should have gotten the mic and told their students not to do that. That was the opening of that building, and UVA did not have to go out there and play GMU in Harrisonburg.
Well, there are there are some coaches that might deserve that. Tony Bennett is not one of them. If there's a classier individual in college coaching,
we'd like to meet him.
I would have to meet them.
We'd like to meet him. All right, let's get on to the show here. We got some more exciting news. First off, the college football playoff. All the the eliminations have occurred. It's now going to be Georgia playing OMG, Ohio State. What a game. Think about this. Ohio State is the underdog. Georgia is favored by 6.5 points. The game is being played in Atlanta?
Yes.
I would say the Dogs have an advantage in Atlanta. You think they got an advantage, Hobo?
Yeah, they just played in Atlanta to win the Southeastern Conference Championship, so it'll be right back there in the same location.
And Georgia's coming off a huge win over LSU where they beat the Tigers 50-30. Does that sound like an old-timey basketball score? And Michigan is favored by 9.5 points against Texas Christian. That's a great game. Michigan-TCU? You know, both teams are going to try to run the ball, and then on play action, they're both going to throw the ball.
Well, I think we've talked about this before. You know, a lot of times in these four-team playoffs, it's been the same suspects or usual suspects every year. Now, this year, at least Clemson and Alabama, mm-hmm. both of whom have been in the playoffs several times, they are not there. But TCU's kind of the newcomer, so it's kind of interesting and exciting to see a different team in the four-team playoff.
And this is only the second time Michigan's been in it.
But they're kind of a brand portal, you know, a traditional team that's played for national titles in the past. But good for Coach Harbaugh to get Michigan to beat Ohio State twice and to get into the playoff.
We also want to commend our good friend Chris Wright, the publisher of thesaber.com. The Sabre is about to celebrate 25 years in business, and the Sabre also has now become independently owned and operated by Chris Wright and a partner who I have not heard the name of yet. But Hobo and Maloney, we're going to support thesaber.com and the new venture going forward. We love Chris Wright, and we'll be making a gift tomorrow during daylight hours on his website.
And when they first did that, that was they were innovators. That was in the early years of that type of, you know, fan-based information on the internet and all that. So
and everybody's copied them.
And Chris Wright has been there from day one.
Well, we're excited about it. We're going to support their efforts. All right. Clemson whacked UNC last weekend 39-10, and the Tar Heels have had a tough go of it lately. Not only did they lose the ACC championship football game, in sort of a humiliating way.
And the two games leading into that game.
Right. They lost their last
Georgia
three
Tech
games.
Georgia Tech and NC State.
I still don't understand how they lost to Georgia Tech.
Yeah, that one, that's mystifying.
Mack Brown must have been asleep at the wheel. But anyway, Carolina has lost four straight games in basketball. They've now dropped out of the polls. And they got one vote in the AP poll, which is mind-boggling. They were the national runner-up last year in the NCAA tournament, and now they're on the outside looking in.
Yeah, it's been an amazing fall from grace for the Tar Heels. Now, it's early in the season, and obviously yesterday in Blacksburg, Baycott did not play.
His ankle, he's got a bad ankle.
And they were talking about the travel. You know, they went from the West Coast, and they went straight to Indiana to play in Bloomington. And I would say playing at Indiana and at Blacksburg are two of the toughest places to play. So they'll be back.
Other than JPJ.
Yeah.
All right, very quickly, next week's show, John Freeman, the voice of the Cavs. Good friend and sponsor Paul Collins will help me talk about name, image, likeness. And Dr. Jody Smith with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. It'll be a great show. Pay attention, folks. Things are about to get very exciting in the transfer portal. Go Hoos.
Go Hoos. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 8s. 804-888-8888.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Call for Clinical Research Partners. With all of the crazy new infections going on these days like Lyme, COVID, flu, and monkeypox, we need newer and better medicines to stay healthy. Clinical trials are the only way that happens. Clinical Research Partners is now testing new vaccines for flu, COVID, and more. We need you. Come in and be in one of our studies now. Find us at clinicalresearchrva.com.
Charles McDaniel, starting UVA linebacker from 82 to 85, set a record with 130 tackles.
Now McDaniel is the president of Hildrip Moving and Storage, an agent for United Van Lines.
The same discipline McDaniel showed on the field is now seen through his leadership at Hildrip.
Whether you're moving your home, company, or employees, Hildrip is committed to helping you get to your next destination with ease.
Their game plan, to be the best moving services company, period.
Next time you need help moving, call Hildrip at 800-476-6683.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang with Town Bank. As a proud graduate of UVA, I know talent gets you on the field, but it's attitude and effort that keeps you there. That's how we play at Town Bank. Local bankers, local decisions, team players. It's what you can count on from Town Bank, serving others and enriching lives.
Town Bank is a proud supporter of UVA Sports. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's always Friday at TGI Fridays, and now it's always happy hour. All day, every day at all four of our Richmond locations with $4 cocktails and $2 Miller Lite drafts. All day, every day at TGI Fridays. Enjoy wings cooked to perfection in your choice of sauces. Whiskey glaze, Frank's Red Hot Buffalo, garlic parm, apple butter barbecue, and many more. Join us every Sunday at the West Broad location for every pro football game. And cheer on your favorite team with all day happy hour only at TGI Fridays. Delivery available at Fridays.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives: the Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult Services.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org and consider making an online gift, or call the Faison Center at 804-612-1947.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Frank and Hobbo, the final segment of tonight's show. So we certainly thank Dr. O, David Sloan, and Jim, or Jimmy Miller, whichever you prefer. I guess
Jimmy. It's Jimmy.
Jimmy back in his playing days.
Or if Terry Gates was talking, he'd call him Merrifield.
He's gotten a little older now, so he's now Jim Miller, you know. And
oh, I don't think so. He'll always be Jimmy.
With his financial position. But speaking of guests, next week's show, the new voice of the Hoos in his second year, John Freeman, is going to join us. He'll be able to talk both football and basketball. Speaking of football, our friend Paul Collins will be on the show, and then our real friend, Dr. Jody Smith from Ortho, Virginia. And before we talk about the college football playoff that was announced yesterday, we should give a shout-out to the Virginia women's basketball team with their win yesterday against UNCW. The Lady Hoos are now 10-0 on the season, which is the first 10-0 start since 1991. That's back in the glory days of Debbie Ryan, when the women's basketball team was headed to Final Four. So certainly this hire by Carla Williams has proven to be very successful so far in year one.
Hopefully that'll rub off on the football coach. All right. The UVA men are 7-0. The UVA women are 10-0. And UVA men play tomorrow night, 8 o'clock in John Paul Jones Arena, against James Madison Dukes.
And that game is on the ACC network, if you're not be able to go to the game.
I think it's a payback game, and I think Virginia's players are going to dish it out, because I remember in that game, very vividly, I heard in very clear tones, the JMU crowd was screaming, F Tony Bennett.
Well,
every time he stood up to challenge a call or whatever, and that was Bush League, and there, athletic director should have gotten the mic and told their students not to do that. That was the opening of that building, and UVA did not have to go out there and play GMU in Harrisonburg.
Well, there are some coaches that might deserve that. Tony Bennett is not one of them. If there's a classier individual in college coaching,
yeah, we'd like to meet him.
I would have to meet them.
We'd like to meet him. All right, let's get on to the show here. We got some more exciting news. First off, the college football playoff. The eliminations have occurred. It's now going to be Georgia playing OMG, Ohio State. What a game. Think about this. Ohio State is the underdog. Georgia is favored by 6.5 points. The game is being played in Atlanta?
Yes.
I would say the Dogs have an advantage in Atlanta. You think they got an advantage, Hobbo?
Yeah, they just played in Atlanta to win the Southeastern Conference Championship, so it'll be right back there in the same location.
And Georgia's coming off a huge win over LSU, where they beat the Tigers 50-30. Does that sound like an old-timey basketball score? And Michigan is favored by 9.5 points against Texas Christian. That's a great game. Michigan TCU, you know, they both teams are going to try to run the ball. And then on play action, they're both going to throw
the ball.
Well,
I think it's – we've talked about this before. You know, a lot of times in these four-team playoffs, it's been the same suspects or usual suspects every year. Now, this year, at least Clemson and Alabama, mm-hmm. both of whom have been in the playoffs several times, they are not there. But TCU's kind of the newcomer, so it's kind of interesting and exciting to see a different team in the four-team playoff.
And this is only the second time Michigan's
right.
been in it.
So they're kind of a brand portal, you know, a traditional team that's yeah. played for national titles in the past. But good for Coach Harbaugh to get Michigan to beat Ohio State twice and to get into the playoff.
We also want to commend our good friend Chris Wright, the publisher of thesaber.com. The Saber is about to celebrate 25 years in business, and the Saber also has now become independently owned and operated by Chris Wright and a partner who I have not heard the name of yet. But Habo and Maloney, we're going to support thesaber.com and the new venture going forward. We love Chris Wright, and we'll be making a gift tomorrow during daylight hours on his website.
And when they first did that, they were innovators. That was in the early years of that type of, you know, fan-based information
yes.
on the internet and all that. So
and everybody's copied them.
And Chris Wright has been there from day one.
Well, we're excited about it. We're going to support their efforts. All right. Clemson whacked UNC last weekend, 39-10. And the Tar Heels have had a tough go of it lately. Not only did they lose the ACC championship football game, in sort of a humiliating way.
And the two games leading into that game.
Right. They lost their last
Georgia
three
Tech
games.
Georgia Tech and NC State.
I still don't understand how they lost to Georgia Tech.
Yeah, that one, that's mystifying.
Mack Brown must have been asleep at the wheel. But anyway, Carolina has lost four straight games in basketball. They've now dropped out of the polls. And they got one vote in the AP poll, which is mind-boggling. They were the national runner-up last year in the NCAA tournament, and now they're on the outside looking in.
Yeah, it's been an amazing fall from grace for the Tar Heels. Now, it's early in the season, and obviously yesterday in Blacksburg, Baycott did not play.
His ankle, he's got a bad ankle.
And they were talking about the travel, you know, they went from the West Coast and they went straight to Indiana to play in Bloomington. And I would say playing at Indiana and at Blacksburg are two of the toughest places to play. So they'll be back.
Other than JPJ.
Yeah.
All right, very quickly, next week's show, John Freeman, the voice of the Cavs. Good friend and sponsor Paul Collins will help me talk about name, image, likeness. And Dr. Jody Smith with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. It'll be a great show. Pay attention, folks. Things are about to get very exciting in the transfer portal. Go Hoos.
Go Hoos. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of Richmond, TGI Fridays, Clinical Research Partners, Richmond Allergy and Asthma, and Oaklea Press.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at RingCentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.